AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. A warning to those who live in suburban Houston. Evacuate or you may be stranded for days in the floodwaters. That's the message from authorities who say the San Jacinto River may overflow and flood parts of the area along the West Fork of the river. Jody Schalsky is in Houston trying to get the water out of her house.
We saw the water outside, the level of the water outside was higher than the level inside, and that was just really frightening as it was just flowing in.
In central Texas, 9 people are feared dead after the Blanco River smashed through the tiny tourist town of Wimberley. Ken Bell is the fire marshal in the area.
We've sent officers to people's homes. We searched for around the 75 numbers, what we've had to physically go find and physically lay eyes on these people to make sure that they're okay. I mean, we've done that.
The storms and floods in Texas and Oklahoma have left at least 21 people dead. The military mistakenly shipped live anthrax samples to laboratories in several states, says the Pentagon. Our Violet Ikonomova's got this story.
The labs were supposed to receive dead anthrax samples for research purposes. Instead, the Pentagon has confirmed a Maryland lab and a South Korean military lab were shipped live spores, and it suspects labs in 8 other states may have gotten them too. The samples came from an Army facility in Utah. The CDC says it doesn't believe there's any risk to the public, but it's working with the Pentagon to get the anthrax spores back. The Defense Department, meantime, is temporarily halting any anthrax shipments. Violet Ikonomova, Washington.
Defense Secretary Ash Carter is saying this morning the Pentagon's looking for ways to better train the Iraqis. And Russia's Vladimir Putin says the U.S. is meddling in FIFA's affairs, trying to take the 2018 World Cup tournament away from his country. This is AP Radio News. A lot of us can't afford the rent we're paying, according to a new study. And Jackie Quinn reports that in the 11 largest cities in the country, more of us are renting, not buying our homes.
From New York to Los Angeles and Boston to Miami, at least 60% of residents are renters. And a study done by New York University and Capital One finds more than half pay more rent than what experts describe as affordable. Available units have been dropping while prices are on the rise. Experts say a big reason for more renters is the 2008 financial crisis, which left some people unable and others reluctant to finance homeownership. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And beginning today, if you live in one of the 14 big metro areas like New York, Los Angeles, or Philadelphia, you'll be able to get free same-day delivery on some items you buy from Amazon, says the company. Books, electronics, among the items. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.